Todd Gates serves on the Florida Chamber's Board of Directors and as the Southwest Florida Regional Board Chair. Todd is the founder and chairman of Gates, a fully integrated construction management, general contracting, and design build firm with offices in Florida, North Carolina, and the Republic of Panama. The Florida Chamber has been fighting against workers' comp rate hikes that hurt job creators and benefit lawyers that advertise on TV. Now, every business with more than three employees is required to carry workers' compensation insurance, and it's a significant cost to businesses, especially in the construction industry. Todd, can you share what the purpose of workers' comp system is and how it impacts you and your employees?
Basically, you know, when it was first developed many years ago, it had a good purpose. It's like anything else. It had a good mission, had a good will, and had a good purpose. But by the time you allow government to take over it and allow the attorneys to get involved in it, it's just completely rung amok. I mean, it's the cost of doing business, especially for small to medium-sized businesses, to carry the workers' comp is really incredible. I mean, it's outrageous, to be honest with you, as far as the cost.
Now, workers' comp fees increased significantly in 2017. Due to a Supreme Court decision that threw out caps on attorneys' fees. What impact has that case had on your business and other businesses in Florida?
Our industry has seen a huge increase in claim cost as well as an uncertainty in the system itself. Different claims handling, I mean, when you have uncertainty in this type of business, it becomes very, very challenging to actually do business.
Tell us a little bit about the proposed rate decrease that was announced for workers' comp. A lot of people argue that this decrease is just sort of the calm before the storm. What can you tell us about this proposed rate decrease?
You know, Preston, the decrease is kind of a fallacy, to be honest with you. I mean, the rate decrease is used in only 2014 and 2015 data. It basically ended roughly 6 months prior to the Castellanos court decision. Number two, the rates are still 14.5% higher as a result of the court decisions, despite the current rate decrease. And last, next year itself, the impacts of the Supreme Court, it's going to impact workers' comp even greater next year and the year following. So it's a fallacy in my mind. It's still going to be extremely difficult to manage, extremely expensive to absorb as well.
Let's maybe end this conversation on a little bit more of an upbeat note. When I ask about free enterprise, I get some very interesting answers. So as a businessman, what does free enterprise mean to you?
Free enterprise means everything to me. You're asking a question that's near and dear to my heart, Preston. Number one, free enterprise is what this great country was founded on. It's built the greatest country in the history of the world. Number two, as the old saying goes, the larger the government, the smaller the individual. Well, larger the government, the smaller the business. So it's critically important that we keep government in check, keep the attorneys in check from going rampant, and allow free enterprise to flourish the way it was designed to be flourished. Stay out of my way, let us do business, and provide for as many people as possible.